Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room. That's you.
Hola, bitches!
Hola! Jason, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober. Been sober a while.
Okay. Welcome to Big Dummy, Jason. Okay, our men's room poll. You're going to pick a cellmate for the weekend. Are you taking Kanye, Ellen DeGeneres, Will Smith, or Madonna?
I'm going with Madonna. So here's my reasoning. I'm gay, and not to stereotype my own people, but I feel like that there's kind of a consensus. She's done a lot for our community, so I could probably just be like, Yas Queen, get it, and you know, we'd probably have a really good conversation.
All right, so. Jason, she's in there. She's been a big champion, as you say, for the gay community. Now she's horny. And she's looking at you, and you're the only one in there. Now, would you take one for the team and have sex with Madonna?
I mean, if I could perform, sure, see what I've been missing out on, but I'll just tell you, from my history, like, that has never been a reality for me.
You just tell them, look, I know, do your best, man. What do the best you can.
I mean, if you had to cross the pond, you know, who would it be? Would it be Cher? I mean, you think about some of the people that have been champion.
I mean, if I could and if I had to, yeah, it'd probably be Madonna, but I just don't really see that working out.
You know, but at least if you told her that, you'd flatter. Like, Madonna, if you could get me erect, I would have sex with you.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it would probably take a lot to get excited.
You guys just got done saying homo erectus, and I was kind of focused in on the first part of that. So.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
I guess I am a homo. Sapien, but still, you know, if anyone asks, like, well.
But that's the thing, like, if someone said, hey, for $1 million, have sex with Steve, I don't think I could perform.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I just don't think I could.
For $1 million?
No.
You still have to get an erection.
Yes, you still have to do the thing. I mean, like, I see his naked ass, and I'm going to go, wow, here I come.
Ted's already got it unlocked. He's like, yeah, I get you. I understand.
Tax-free? Right. Hey, you know, it's a scale. Yeah. Sexuality.
Yeah, if it's taxed, half husky.
I mean, I don't even know if I can fight through it.
No.
It's $1 million. Just don't think I could perform.
No.
Well, he's got a good point, though. Madonna did a lot for the gay community. So if there was like a famous gay dude that I don't know. You don't have to do stuff for the straight community. I'm going to stop talking.
Yeah, Steve done a lot of great stuff for the straight community.
Yeah, I mean, but you don't have to have sex with me.
Exactly.
It's cool.
And we don't really have a community. We're just kind of, we got a lot of places.
We're doing all right.
Right.
All right there, Trenton. He's going to have sex with Madonna. Your question, what is the capital of New Jersey?
You just gave it away. Trenton.
Yes, it is Trenton.
Oh, look at that. One and done.
Wow.
You just called him Trenton.
Did I?
Yes.
Yeah, you told me the wrong name. But for Christ's sake.
But you gave the answer.
That's unfreaking believable.
But you are one and done.
I was looking forward to being your biggest dummy.
All right. What's the capital of New Hampshire? I've asked this like 5 times. Nobody.
I haven't listened those 5 times, apparently.
It doesn't matter. Nobody cares enough to remember. That's my point.
I think I remember.
There you go. I don't remember.
Is it Portsmouth?
It's Concord.
Damn it.
All right, hey, before we let you go, since I gave you the answer, and yes, it is Concord, New Hampshire. Your question, 50-50. True or false? True or false? The movie A Christmas Story is based on some short stories originally published in Playboy. True or false?
Never seen it, but I'm going to go false.
True. Believe it or not.
It's shocking you were done so quick.
I mean, think about that. That's kind of funny. A Christmas Story. Oh, everybody gathered around. Yeah, it started in Playboy.
I want to know the story now.
Yeah, no kidding.
Gamus Big Dummy 206-803 Rock.
Well, it was a red rider.
Yeah.
He'd be good.
You can tell it was not based on penthouse form.
I mean, you can guarantee in the December Playboy magazine that Santa was going to be involved in at least five of the cartoons.
Always. And there was a big breasted woman sitting on his lap.
Smiling with a corncob pipe in his mouth.
Wouldn't you be?
Yeah.
Hello, Cody. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Cody, sober or not sober?
I'm sober. Just got home from a run with the dogs.
How far did you go?
3.5 miles.
That's not bad, Cody. How long did it take you?
About 36 minutes.
All right. And, the dog poops. But there's no trash can around. Now, are you just running, swinging that bag of fecal matter?
I judge two people way too hard to when they're not picking up. So, yeah, no, I suffered.
Okay.
All right. Fair enough.
Good enough. All right, pick a cellmate for the weekend. You taking Kanye West, Ellen DeGeneres, Will Smith, or Madonna?
I'll jelly it into Madonna.
Madonna.
All right, your question. What actress played the role of Gracie Law in the movie Big Trouble in Little China? Lieutenant Valeris in Star Trek VI, The Undiscovered Country, and Samantha on Sex and the City.
The only Sex and the City person I think I know is Sandra Bullock. No, not Sandra Bullock. I'll just go with Sandra Bullock. I forget her name.
Is that Kim Cattrall?
Kim Cattrall.
Kim Cattrall, yes.
Yeah. I think she was also in Porky's.
I believe you're correct.
And she won an Oscar.
Yeah.
Was she the mannequin, or is that a different act?
She was the loud, the gym coach. She was the other coach or whatever.
Yeah.
At the school, and it was like, she howls. Get her up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then, Sex of the City. She was the hottest one. There's always sex scenes.
Oh, yeah. She's willing to throw it. Like, cool. All right, your question. Liberty Enlightening the World was the original name for what landmark?
Statue of Liberty.
Got it. Nice job.
Liberty and how pretentious that.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
So far, Josh, still the biggest dummy with 5.
Big dummy!
Hello, Austin. Welcome to the men's room.
Totally get a big sandwich. Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Austin, are you sober or not sober?
I am not. I am sober. I'm getting ready to go trade in some guitars at my music shop.
You have a music shop.
What's your music shop?
It's Music 6000 in Lacey.
Okay. All right. Very cool.
And what kind of stuff? Obviously, you have guitars. What else am I looking at when I walk into Music 6000?
Can I buy a kazoo?
Absolutely, you can. They have a little bit of everything.
How many kazoos do you have?
In stock, I'd say at any given time, like between 5 to 10.
Well, it's probably about right.
What's the most popular brand of kazoo?
God, you'd have to ask somebody that actually plays one. I've never even touched one, to be honest.
I'm just going
to
assume they're near their harmonicas.
Do you sell...
Yeah.
So, like, if your kid's in band, do you sell any brass instruments, any trumpet, saxophones, all that stuff?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And my least favorite instrument, I do not understand why it exists. Do you sell recorders?
Unfortunately, yes, we do. We're going to have to.
Okay. Why? Yeah. Do you know anyone who can actually play the freaking thing? The only time I hear it played is, you know, when kids are super little, for whatever reason, that shrill-ass, shrieky instrument's the one they give them, and it is horrible.
Do you have a dulcimer?
A dulcimer? We should have one in the back.
Okay. What's the most expensive piece of equipment that you've got in there? If I want to go in there and buy something, what's the top-of-the-line thing?
Probably... I mean, you could walk out with a full drum kit for about $3,000-$4,000. We had a custom Paul Reed Smith that recently sold for about $5,000.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah. Because of the inlays.
That is a very expensive guitar.
All right. Pick a cellmate for the weekend there, Austin. Kanye West, Ellen DeGeneres, Will Smith, or Madonna?
I think I'll take Kanye only because I have a couple like music questions to bounce off him. Like, what's up with that one song that he was talking about Hitler? You know, like, what's up with that?
You really want to have that conversation with him? I mean, I hear what you're saying.
For a second.
Well, I don't think you're going to like the answer.
Yeah, no. Let me tell you why, man.
I don't understand how he had people in his camp just playing that song. Like, they would just go out to squares and play it.
Only because they're in his camp.
Right.
Yeah, you just figure somebody would do something.
Yeah, I just said, bro, are you sure you want to go? Okay. All right, here is your question. Speaking of music, what song do the soldiers sing at the end of the uproariously funny, greatest comedy of all time, Full Metal Jacket?
Oh, no, I should know that.
Mm-hmm.
When the children cry.
I don't know. I'll pass on that one.
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse Club.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. By the way, somebody here, Earl Gray on YouTube says he bets Kenny G can play the recorder.
He can play anything.
I'm saying he can't.
The only people I know who play recorder are other people's kids.
That's why you got to sell them, right? Because all kids have to do it.
And the only people that can play the recorder pretty much is like an elementary school music teacher, right? That's it. And even then.
You use it for a year or two, and then it just gets lost in the abyss.
Why do you think... As a musician, obviously, why do you think they start kids on recorder? Why wouldn't you give them something more useful and less annoying?
Because if it breaks, nobody's really that pissed off.
All right, that's the long and short of it.
Do you sell those tubes like that Jerry plays on Man in the Box or Frampton used to play? Those little tubes you put in your mouth?
Oh, yeah, the voice box. Yeah, talk box.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, those things are awesome, dude.
That's wild.
If you have one. I got one for the bass, and it's doesn't matter what you play, you have fun playing it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
All right, your question. Who tore up a picture of the Pope on Saturday Night Live in 1992?
She's passed
Osborne.
On.
Who did you guess?
Ozzy.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Sinead O'Connor.
Never heard of her.
Really?
You're not missing anything.
By the way, do you sell mouth harps? I'm just looking at YouTube. Those things are awesome.
Mouth harps? Yeah. It's been a while since I've seen one, but we should.
I'm sure you can order anything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that like accessories, you know, cables, guitar strings, you know, pedals, pick, like whatever you need, we usually have it.
You should gift us the keytar.
A keytar? I got you, Miles.
Right. See if it's possible to, because to me, a keytar is like sock garters. It's impossible to look sexy and play the keytar.
I'll play Gary Wright's Love is Alive at the Live Night Yachty and Naughty.
Oh, there you go.
I say the mouth harp is the firm belief is the reason I do believe aliens have been here.
The mouth harp,
right? When you look back,
not crop circles, not UFO sightings, but
right,
the mouth harp.
Pyramids and everything. But you got to keep in mind, like you find it in like Europe, you find it in South America. Like,
as far as
there's no way all these people would have traveled all these distances, but they all had a version of the mouth harp.
That's good.
Interesting.
Aliens, mouth harp,
aliens.
That's right there. You didn't know you were selling alien paraphernalia, did you? All right, let's see.
We're not supposed to tell anybody about that.
All right, your question. Ceviche is raw what?
Ceviche.
Egg?
Oh. Seafood.
Yep.
Hey, Justin, hang on the line for us, man. Austin. We got to go to break. Damn it, Austin. Hang on the line for us. We got to go to break.
Damn it, Thrill.
I know.
More Big Dummy coming up 206-803, Rock.